Chamber music, played by small ensembles with one player to a part and without a conductor, is an intimate and engaging art form. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, it can also provide insight into history and human emotions.
For flutist and music historian Mimi Stillman, chamber music is a way to explore important issues.
Say freedom, or love, and passion, and jealousy. The free flight of fancy is something that we look at. But I'm really interested in doing projects that illuminate how people thought at a given time.
In 2005, Stillman founded Dolce Suono, which has blossomed into a busy repertory-style ensemble with a home series, tour schedule, and outreach activities. Its repertoire spans a range of works from Baroque to contemporary for 2 to 11 musicians with various combinations of instruments.
As a flutist, I have a lot of works for certain combinations, but love the diversity of being able to bring in wind, strings, piano, harp, guitar, percussion, voice.
Using historical themes, Dolce Suono has shed light on existing lesser-known works, such as a piece for flute and piano by Mieczysław Weinberg,
who was probably the third most well-known composer under the Soviets after Prokofiev and Shostakovich. It was written in 1948, and then right after that, Stalin did one of his anti-formalist purges of composers, and the work was suppressed.
Dolce Suono has also been active in promoting new works and has commissioned over 30 premieres since its founding.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.